This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police and protesters already at odds ahead of a curfew that went into effect in the U.S. city of Louisville, Kentucky, and crowds of varying sizes gathering in all other places like New York, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, and Chicago, while some protesters against racial injustice and police brutality massed in Kentucky's largest city. This is after a grand jury did not directly charge any police officers in the death of medical technician Breonna Taylor. Some protesters later clashed with police in riot gear. About a dozen people were arrested in one confrontation between hundreds of demonstrators and a group of heavily armed law enforcement officers just outside downtown Louisville. The attorney general says he had a hard meeting with members of Breonna Taylor's family before the announcement. The two other officers, Jonathan Mattingly and Detective Miles Cosgrove, were not charged because the investigation showed under Kentucky law that they were justified in returning deadly fire, although Taylor is not said to have fired on anyone. In a news conference Wednesday evening, U.S. President Donald Trump said that he may overrule the Food and Drug Administration on COVID-19 vaccine approval, claiming if they don't authorize the vaccine, politics might be the reason. Meanwhile, earlier in the day, the head of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration said a science will guide their decisions as the agency decides whether to give full EMA or emergency authorization to a coronavirus vaccine. Dr. Stephen Hahn was speaking to the U.S. Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. He said the decisions will be made by career FDA scientists and pledged the approval process will be transparent.